I'm Mike Palm. Great to have you with us. Christine Moore joins us in studio today. She's the Chief Philanthropy Officer for Wentworth Douglas Foundation, Wentworth Douglas Hospital Foundation. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
And I think we've got on the phone our good friend and former Celtic favorite, and he's one of the honorary chairs and captains of this particular event, the Seacoast Cancer 5K, Brian Scalabrini. Scal, are you there on the phone?
I am here. Good. I was just called in. Thank you so much for having me on air.
Hey, Scal, good to have you with us. This is Mike Pomp, and Christine's with us as well. Good to have you here. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Christine, I got to ask you first. I mean, the Seacoast Cancer 5K, just within the last week or so, you guys had to make the tough decision to go all virtual. How tough was that?
It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking for us as a fundraising organization, but it was also heartbreaking to our participants. They were rallying with us strong, continue to be strong with us, but for the safety of the community, we're seeing a surge in COVID cases. We're seeing a surge in a lot of cases at the hospital, and it just didn't make sense to bring, you know, thousands of people together on the hospital property. So it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this last year, and the one thing that we've missed the last 18 months is this whole sense of community. And I know you've got 1,000-plus runners that usually like to run this race. It's just an amazing thing. It's the eighth year. You've raised over $2 million in a short time. You've raised a couple $100,000 already, even though it's gone all virtual. The running community is so darn passionate about whatever causes they are. You've seen that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the beauties of this event in going virtual is being able to do it anytime, anywhere 5K. So it's global. There's always been a virtual component to this race, but now that it's gone totally virtual, it's the push is for anytime, anywhere 5K.
Yeah, Wentworth Douglas Hospital in Dover presenting the Seacoast Cancer 5K, one of the largest road races in the region, which has gone exclusively virtual for the second consecutive year due to the rise in COVID-19 cases and the hospital's commitment to the health and safety of its community. You can choose your day to run or walk from now until October 3rd, anytime, anywhere, as Christine said. You can register at SeacoastCancer5K.org. The honorary 5K team captain, NBC Sports color analyst, and former Boston Hoops favorite, Brian Scalabrini, joins us as well via the phone on the hotline. Scal, good to have you with us. You've been involved with this for 4 years. What drives your passion for this particular race?
Yeah, so this is my fourth year doing this, and it's like when you're on site and you see the teams and you start talking to individuals, everyone has a story. And I think in the world today, I think everyone is affected by cancer, knows someone that's affected by cancer. And when you're there, you realize how much this day means to everybody, whether it's for to rally around someone who's still in the fight or to remember someone, you know, who lost their life to this. And it's the idea that, you know, like cancer doesn't stop, and we have to continue to fight and continue to raise money and continue to bring awareness to it. And I really enjoy just like talking to people. I'm there for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours, just like hearing stories, and then we do the run, and then we hear some more stories afterwards. It's a great event.
Yeah, and as I mentioned to Christine, Scal, the running community, they just, whether it's the Boston Marathon or the Seacoast Cancer 5K, they seem to be so passionate for a couple of reasons. They love, you know, helping out all the different causes, and most of these races are done for charities, including the Seacoast Cancer 5K, trying to raise funds for the foundation, but also they enjoy a healthy lifestyle. So it's a win-win, you know?
Yeah, no question. And people are very serious about it as well. I mean, there's people that train all year long to go out there and to win this thing. There are people that train all year long just to finish it, you know? And I will never forget. You know, I get a chance to start at the very beginning of the race, so I got food sailing right ahead. And somewhere around halfway through, I got passed by, you know, I think it was an 11-year-old girl or maybe a 12-year-old girl, and then, you know, then later on, I got passed by the entire 9-year-old soccer team, and that motivated me. It's like, listen, I can play basketball all day long, but these are the type of things that I want to do well. And there's times out there when I'm training, and I'm like, I'm going to do well this year at the Seacoast Cancer 5K, and I'm not going to get passed by the 9-year-old soccer team. And I'm pretty pumped up about that. And I think everyone has their own motivation, and I am motivated by, obviously, listening to different people or meeting. Like I met my friend Kenny. It's a young man who lost his leg and you know, through cancer, but he's going to get through that no matter what. It's a big deal to him. So like I said, everyone has their different motivations, and that's the best part about the event.